Today we're doing the cemetery out base, dinner not by not. So it starts with, we know the dinners, Tom kicker derives it. So if trade food gives Tom into another food, the food becomes awesome. Okay. So Chazal understood something of this. I don't know what the makar like in the Torah is, but the Chazal understood that even though Tom kicker derives it, even though Tom transfers it makes other food trade, but when it transfers, it gets weaker. And even it gets weaker, not that it's Baltim B'Shishim, it's not going to be Baltim, it'll still be there, but it weakened in such a way that the Ron calls it the Aklish Kuli Hai, it becomes weaker. So there's a Kula, this din of not Barnat is a Kula based on that thing. Yeah, there's a Kula based on that. Not Barnat is Nesentam, if you didn't know. So it means is that if there's going to be, it's going to transfer two times, it's going to be Nesentam, Bar Nesentam, it's going to transfer two times, it's going to get so weak that there are going to be Kulas because of that. Okay? So I'm going to start by telling you eight details of Nag Barnat. The main, what I think are the main details of Nag Barnat, or the ones that are most, again, I might like to use that. And that thing, of course, starts from the Gemara. The Gemara says, that this is the whole Gemara, Dug and Shalom Bukhara, I skipped some words, Mutlach and Mukudach. If you have fish, that is to say, fish was prone to a hot flashing plate. Doesn't say that in the Gemara, but that's what it is. It was a plate that, either the fish or the plate was hot. That was fleishig. You can eat with kutach. Kutach has a milch dish. It's on a dairy dip. And why? Because it's nice and time, nice and time. The time transferred two times. And therefore, why did it transfer two times? The time transferred from the fleishigs into the plate, and then from the plate into the fish. So after those two transfers, so now you can eat it with milch. Okay, so really once it transferred two times, it's mutter. Okay?
It was fleishig. You mean
the plate. The plate. What did I say?
Yes.
Okay. Once the
fish.
Once the fleishig time transit two times into the plate and then into the fish, then you can eat the fish with mechuksos, okay? And the Gemara, I'm really brief on the words over here. Okay, from those six words, we'll see, we're going to make diukim from five of those six words, we're going to make diukim out of those things about proctim, about these, didn't we? Okay. Okay, so I'm breaking it up into eight details of Matbarnat, okay? And the first is that the din only applies by hectare. Okay, the din says you dug and shalal b'kar, you eat them with kutach. It doesn't say that this happened with treif. It's only because the gemara doesn't say the word that there was fleishigs, but it's understood that there was fleishigs. It's only the din of milchigs and fleishigs. It doesn't work if it's heter. Okay, it's only a special din by heter. Okay, that's the first din. Okay, that's the second is.
The other cases were heter too.
What did you say?
The other cases were heter too.
There are other cases of heter also.
Sure.
Yes, we'll talk about Pesach also. You're right, that there might be a case of current maskim. We'll get to that in a minute. You're right. Okay. Second is, the din is, it doesn't apply when the food is harv. Okay? The only cases we apply, and you see it in the Gemara, the next Gemara, it's like a few lines later, the Gemara says, what happens if you're tznoin shechotre besakin? If you cut, use a tznoin, which the Gemara says itself, it's a double harv, and you cut it with a sakin that had been used to cut meat, then you can't eat it with kutach. Okay, and that has to do with duchot sakin, of how the town got into the tznoin, but what's going on over here? Why isn't that also a not barnat? It's only a few lines later in the Gemara. Why isn't that also a not barnat? The town had to go fleishigs into the meat, and from the meat into the tznoin, so what's the difference? So the difference is because the tznoin is a double harv, like the Gemara says, that the Gemara is talking about the way the town transfers, but the point is that when it's a double, the only thing that's mutter is by dogim shalal bakar, because dogim have a bland taste, a simple taste. So dogim shalal bakar have this kula that you have not barnat. But what happens if the thing that was put in, the food that was in the second stage, the second transfer was a double harv, then there's no din of not barnat. Okay? So those are two din so far. Okay. Now, the next thing is like this. The Gemara's case is dogim shalalu bakar. The dogim were already put into the plate. That tells you that not barnat is not mutar l'chatchila. If it happened already, you already put the fish onto the plate, then you could eat it. But you're not allowed to l'chatchila put the fish onto the plate with in mind to eat it with kutach afterwards.
Well, it's a little strange, right? Because if you did it already, then it's already mutar l'chatchila.
That's
you
correct.
You didn't mix it yet.
That's correct. That's correct. No, you're correct about that. But that, the Gemara says that because if the Gemara says mutalach l'mukutach, you're allowed to eat it with kutach. But it's only if it happened already. Okay, that's, once you got to the not barnat, at this point,
the real event didn't happen yet. Right, so.
No, but the point is that at this point, the fish has no flation common. The common in it is so weak that it's nothing. But if you had in mind, oh, I'm going to weaken the flation common so I can eat with the fish, that's, you know, you can eat with 2,000 miles to do. Okay.
Is that different than Matthew's Hatzilah?
Probably it's a variation of that. It's not exactly Bittles Hatzilah, but it's a variation of that. Bittles Hatzilah doesn't work by Hatzilah. There's no Bittles Hatzilah. I don't know if there's such a thing, but okay. Okay, but even though this is true, even though you can't do a chakila, Prigom says if you have three knots, okay, not bar knot, bar knot. If there's three knots, then even a chakila you're allowed to do it. Okay, and there the Prigom, his case of it is, he uses it to explain the din, but Dov mentioned beforehand, which is in Hilchas Pesach, there's a din that on the assumption, it's not for today, but on the assumption that chametz is qualifies for not bar knot. Well, that's what we're not talking about. It's even if it's not a terrible, it still could qualify for not bar knot. That's its own to do over there. Okay, because we're passing chametz is not a terrible. But even if we say that chametz is qualifies enough for not bar knot, that's what we need it for. So what? Therefore, you're allowed to do what? This is what the din says it by in Hilchos Pesach. It says if you want a kasher of kli, which is ben yoimai, you could kasher a kli before Pesach, even when it's ben yoimai, because of not bar knot. Why? Because what happens is the chametz was blew into the kli. So we have a fork. The chametz is blown into the fork. Then from there it transfers into the hagala water. And then from the hagala water it transfers back into the fork. So it was a knot, bar knot, bar knot. The three transfers. Okay, the chametz went into the fork, into the water, and back into the fork. In that case, the Supreme Court says that's what the even l'chatchila. Okay, then you're doing it l'chatchila. You're planning to use this fork on Pesach. So that you're allowed to do, since this, even though the Rambam says, even though we're not allowed to do the not bar not l'chatchila, but not bar not bar not. If it's three knots and two of them are kalim, then you're allowed to do
two of them have to be kalim.
I think so. Yes. Then you're allowed to do not bar not even l'chatchila. Okay. Okay. Now the next is
not chayshu the kalim come in direct contact. The Rambam is chayshu by machas kalim.
It's not. Yeah. What's it again to? What would come in direct contact with?
With the kli.
With the kli is chametz. There's nothing wrong with chametz. So what's the problem with the chametz? Oh, because maybe no. The kli is the chametz. The fork is what you're kashering is chametz. Right. So I put the
it's not a knot. It's not a set.
The town goes. The hagola water draws it out. So it transfers from the into the fork and from the fork into the water because the hagola had to take it out.
You have to wash. In the flesh of this one.
We're going to talk about that in two times from now. We're going to talk about that.
That's almost machmir.
Okay, we'll talk about that and we'll see how that connects us. Okay, but that's in two times from now. Okay. So now the Gemara's case was Dogim Sha'ol Bakara. Okay, the fish was put into a flation plate. So some Rishonim say the din is only true if it's in a ka'ara, meaning it's not a bishul. The word bishul over here doesn't mean cooking. The word bishul over here means that both were hot. The food and the kli were hot. So if it's some Rishonim say dug, it's only mutter for dug inshallah the ka'ara. But if it would be dug in, that would be cooked. In a thing, idibishal, it would be usher. The machaber is, most Rishonim don't agree with that. The machaber is mekel, and says there's no part, the mikdim is idibishal, whatever, however, it makes a difference. So time transferring gets weakened, and the Rama says, l'chatchila, you should be machmir for not for idibishal. Okay, so we're machmir, we, Ashkenaz, are machmir for not for idibishal. Okay, so there's an obvious question to that. We're machmid, I told you number three, we're machmid for all not barnat l'chatchila. So what does Rama mean that but not barnat l'chatchila, you should be machmid l'chatchila? What? So the answer, we didn't get to Binyamin, that's it, coming. So the answer is, like you said, the Chacham Sanna speaks it out, but it's between the Rama also, that what he means is like this. By regular not barnat, once you already put the fish onto the plate, you're allowed to eat it with kutach. You at that point, like Justin said before, you're allowed to eat it with kutach at that point. And when it's idebishul, you can't eat it with kutach then. That's lechatchila. Once, even if it's already was cooked in the fleshing pot, you can't eat it with kutach. But if it already got mixed with the kutach, that's the other case, that's what you're allowed to do. Okay. Now, within this chumrah of not barnat idebishul, the Ramah says two kulas. First is that the isser is only to eat with kutach, but if you want to put it onto a milchig plate, that would be okay. That's just into a clean plate where there's no be'en on there, you're allowed to do that. And the second is that if it's ain't ben yoimai, you...
What? Well, to put the fish, you mean?
the fish onto a milchig plate. I'm sorry if I'm getting confused on my things here. And the second is that if it's ainib, if the kli is ainib ben yoymai, if it's ainib bishul in a kli that was ainib ben yoymai, then this lechachil doesn't apply. This
still can't do the bishul.
I'm about to say that. Yes, correct. So, so you're not. You're if it's idibishul, yes. If it's idibishul, is also a kapchila. But if the kli was ainib ben yoymai, then it was mutter. Now, some people thought that that means is that you're allowed to even cook it lechachila in the kli that's ainib ben yoymai, and say, well, look, there's two chumras over here. They're both mutter b'diavad. One is not barnat, and one is ainib ben yoymai otah ben yoymai. So if it's ainib ben yoymai and it's not and it's going to be not barnat idibishul, you can make a lechachila. That's what some people thought. Rabelski said it's not correct, and it's actually Chochmas Adam. And he, Rabelski said it from the Ramah himself, because the Ramah says, "V'chein mo yaklish in espash lo mitzvah boi lefkam shloim eim yomai." Then you're allowed to do it. Okay, so the Ramah uses the case of b'di'evit shin espash lo mitzvah boi. It already happened, not that you're allowed to do it. And Chochmas Adam speaks it out that he says, "Av osel chatil lebasha b'klish eim yomai kidei l'achel b'cholav d'vesam v'kam osel chatil." You know, even though it's two things that are really mutter b'di'evit, both of them mutter b'di'evit, ainib ben yoymai is mutter b'di'evit, and not barnat divishul is mutter b'di'evit, but the Chochmas Adam says, which is really Ramah, you can't do it l'chatchila.
Shemata in Moshe Paisim can do it mutter l'chatchila.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's what Rebbe said, you want to eat a parah platform, just use ainib ben yoymai parah.
Really? Okay. Okay. That's good with me.
What? That's what you heard also?
Okay. Go for it. The same. Okay. And the last, the very last thing that I'm going to tell you of this, of these details, is that the Machaber points out that the kula of not bar not only works for blias. Okay? It doesn't work for the end. If there's actual food left on the plate, then that's not going to help you. And it's going to be, there's no not bar not in that case because the Thomas didn't transfer. Okay?
It's between 6 and 8.
What did you say?
What's the difference between 6 and 8?
Six means that if you not burn out the bishul, which is also lechatchila, if you're not going to eat it with kutach, you're going to put it onto a clean plate, a milchig plate, that you're allowed to do that.
Uh-huh.
That's it.
Six and seven are subcategories of five.
The kulas are number five.
So the four should be indented as well.
I realized that afterwards. Later on I said, you know, I should have indented number four also.
You could fix it.
I could have fixed it. But for the technicality, if it happens with the boxes, it made it harder to fix it. You should, okay? So we could deal with that afterwards. And everyone's paying a lot of attention to it.
You're getting into Mekusha today.
What?
You're getting into Mekusha.
Mekusha? I don't know what that. No, we're getting. Yes, we are getting to that. That's going to be. You'll just give me a second. Okay. Also, the screens, you know. But anyhow, and the Machaber says it, that if lawyer here hoots yafa, then you're not allowed to do it, unless it's Baltimore Shisha. Okay. So now I'm going to talk about some cases. I'm going to get the David's case at the end. Okay, the first thing is, this is the din. If you have all the kind of problem of not burnout. So I have an example of this where it came up in a company, but it's really the question of a giving hashgacha for these kind of things like this. This company made two different products. One was dairy caramel. That's one thing that they made, and the other thing was parva lollipops. Okay. Each one of those things had to be cooked in kettles, but the kettle that we used for them were very different from each other. Okay, there was no possibility they'd use one kettle for the other. The way you had to cook them had no shaykhs. There was pasha that the caramel was going to stay in this milk one, and the lollipops were going to stay in theirs. No problems from that side. But in order, after you cooked it, you had to move this liquid, hot liquid, from the kettle to another room. That was the next stage that had to happen, and they moved it in bowls. Okay. In theory, they had bowls that were separate for the caramel and for the lollipops, but there wasn't any tremendous control over that. And the question was, okay, let's say they would do the wrong thing, which is what? Let's say they would put the caramel into the lollipop bowls. Okay. Would it be a problem? Because it's going to be not burnout anyhow. Because what's going to happen? The bowl will have a blea of caramel, a milk of caramel into it. Then so one transfer into the bowl, and from there into the lollipop. So what's the problem? So the lollipop, you can eat with fleishigs. It's not burnout. You're allowed to eat the lollipop with fleishigs. So we call it not burnout. So maybe you should be allowed to call it. What do you say?
Let's say the cows themselves.
Well, the cows would be worse because they'd be ainib bishul.
And here?
Here it's not ainib bishul. Here we just pour. Right, it's not ainib bishul. They're both, they're not hot. You're starting with a ball that's cold, and you'd be okay. Then it would be not burnout. And the lollipop's
good. First not was hot. That's
what'd you say? Right. No. Hot means is that both the two things are hot. The kli and the liquid are hot. Over here it's not. You put hot caramel into a cold bowl, then it would be okay. That would be mutter. That would be not burnout. So there's three things to think about. Okay, the first is, you're not allowed to do nabrat lachatchila. Okay, so maybe we're not. So Chaim, when we're giving hashkacha, we look at it as if, so to speak, we're doing it. If we're certifying it, we're saying that it's okay. So the first thing was Rav Shach, what David says. He says, how many people, he says, 99% of the people eat the lollipops don't eat it with meat. Okay? So we're not doing lechatchila. We're not saying we're making this thing for people who are going to eat it with kavan and people with fleshes. Of course not. Who's eating a lollipop? The kids running around the school is going to eat lollipops. He's not eating fleshes. That's my second comment. This is my first point. The first point is that it's not lechatchila. It's not isim not lechatchila because it's not lechatchila. No one's planning on eating this with milk. And the one guy who does, it's mutter. Not banat is going to be mutter. It's not like we're making him a problem. Not banat is mutter. Okay? The second point was, not banat is only mutter from heter. That's our first thing. It's only mutter by heter. So for those people who treat cholestam as iser, then for them, there's no not banat over here. Not banat only works if we're doing shal heter.
So
the balance is in
DE or par?
Oh, no. It's DE or par. Yeah, no, for sure not milk. There's no milk ingredient. The question was, do we have to mark it as being DE? Yeah. So the question, the first possibility, maybe it's not banat. So the answer is no, wait a second. But not banat only works by heter. There are lots of people out there who, for them, this is not heter. And then not banat. Correct. So, Rav Shachta did not talk about this case, but in a similar case. And he said, no, you can't call it parv. For those people, you can't call it parv. There's a way that you could do it if it's ain't a binyamin. Put that on the side. But he had a bigger point. He said is, when we give hashgacha, our hashgachas are that things are done lechatchila. He says, subtlety is like not bar not, don't fly. He says, that's fine if it happened and you were stuck and whatever it is. He says, but to say that I gave a hashgacha because of this fine little detail called not bar not, and I figured out, I sat here and I've been talking for the past 17 minutes to explain to you why not bar not is mutter, and all kinds of things, he says, that's way too subtle. That's not what people have in mind. When you give hashgacha to things, it needs to be done straightforwardly and simply. And he said, it's
okay. If you're all subtle, it's wow. What's the problem?
Wow.
If you're all doing nothing, it's mutter, right?
Correct. Of course. It has to be.
It's
not subtlety. Okay, so this could be applied in other places. Okay, so.
No. I mean, I don't know anything wrong. I mean, it happened
to
be in the
Napa,
not who cares? I don't mind.
I'm not going to have to.
You should know.
This is not about Napa. No, he's saying is that if it's 100% mutter, mutter is mutter, you know what I mean? Okay, didn't see it that way.
Isn't the Shach the one that held that Hashem hold, the only holds that hold is Stam's mutter? Because he's Rabelski and he held that it's mutter. So for a bar, say what is mutter?
No.
Okay.
He thinks that Kol Stam is mutter. He does. And we work from that perspective. But he also thinks we weren't supposed to talk about this. But he holds we have to accommodate those people who are making. Who hold that it's Isser. We can't do something, so his case where he lets it, in the case of
Kasher, it's mutter for them, right?
No, it's not mutter for them.
No,
people call the Kol Stam is Isser, it's not mutter for that person, it's Arser for that person. So he only says that when you Kasher in Ibn Yomar, so in Ibn Yomar emerges as mutter l'chatchila, the Kli is mutter l'chatchila, just you have a Chiv to Kasher. So for you, I'm giving you this Kasher 100% l'chatchila for you. My Chiv to Kasher, okay, I took care of my Chiv, because I hold that it's mutter. But over here, this food, for the guy who's going to eat it, there's a guy who can eat it, for him it's not Kasher. You know, it's mutter. Okay, next. Next.
Can it be dairy
allergen? No, that's not our problem. Okay.
So right there's a problem. So you're stuck now. You can't be certified as power.
Correct. No, it has to be DE. It has to be DE. Correct.
Still, you don't do
it. Well, so then we have to call D. And we have to go, if we can do it, we can do E. Correct. Okay, now. Drama says, not in our Simon pay test. The Rama says that if you have par food cooked in a fleshed pot, you could eat milchiks right afterwards. Okay? Par food made potatoes in a fleshed pot, you could eat milchiks right afterwards. Okay? And the implication is obvious that you're not allowed to eat it, with fleshiks. Okay? So the question people ask, of course, is that, wait a second, why am I coming up or not? That should be our case. Okay, you cook the potato in a fleshed pot.
That's special.
What? So there are possible. There are different answers to the question. Maybe the answer is because it's not Bernard Bishel. Okay, that could be. There's only Asal Chatzilah.
Okay.
What'd you say? Oh, so the chasidim didn't even talk about. Okay, well, so like that's fine. That's fine. Okay, now all of that. So that's how we work. That if you cook the potatoes in a fleishig pot, okay, and I'm going to switch it to a milchig pot. Okay, if you cook it with a milchig pot, you can't eat it with fleishigs. Okay, so that's all true if you do it in your house. Okay, but I'm going to give you reasons why when you have something made industrially, then it's not necessarily that's not necessarily the case. Okay, the thing that's made in the milchig pot, what we call DE, like I was just describing to you, like the caramel that I just described to you in the lollipops, that three reasons why that din of the Rambam might not apply. Okay, the first is, we have a rule, stam kelim nebnir. Okay, so the whole din of Isser Naparnat, number 7, was that even Naparnat the Bishul is mutter if it declares any nebnir. Okay, so I can, or from a different angle, if I could say stam kelim nebnir Yemen, then I would say the kli is, there's no problem, it's not fleshig, not milchig at all. Okay, now whether that applies in industrial cases, I'm saving to talk about in the Siman Kuf Gimel, whether we say stam kelim nebnir Yemen by industrial equipment that you use all the time. Okay, but that's one possibility. Okay, another thing is when you make things industrially, it's not like in your house. In our house, we know that a kli is not enough to be mivatil a plius into the thing that's in the kli. The Pirmei Avot says 20, 30 times more. It's not enough to be mivatil b'shishim. But when you make things industrially, you don't make one lollipop, you make a zillion lollipops. Okay, so the kelim are, there's enough food compared to the kli that the bliyas are, in almost in every single case, are going to be mivatil b'shishim. Okay, so you say, why? I made it in a kli, that in a milchig kli? Okay, so what? The bliyas are going to be mivatil anyhow. So what? Any bliyas that can be, they're going to be mivatil. And sometimes you make things in batches, a third thing. Sometimes you make things in batches that it's not going to be mivatil. Each batch is not mivatil. But you don't make one batch, you make five batches. So there's enough bliyas for one batch, but the other four batches are, there's not enough bliyas to go around for five batches worth. So one batch has enough bliyas, so the candies that came out of this one are mivatil b'rov in the other ones. Okay, or whatever you made, and that was the E. Okay, so those are reasons why things that are marked DE may in fact be perfectly fine to eat with fleishig. That doesn't mean we can't market it. We have to market DE because we didn't kasher. So you wouldn't be allowed to say, oh, it's par because we didn't kasher the kelim. But from the consumer's perspective, there's reasons to think that it's okay for the person to eat it with fleishig or to consider it par. Essentially, it certainly is considered a par. Okay. Another small case, and then we'll get to our Davis last case. Okay. If you have a Keurig machine in an office, and I found that when I walked in one day this week, that this happened this week, and you have a Keurig machine, and it's mainly for power of things, but somebody put a milk thing, let's say a hot cocoa into the food, and it was kosher, into the little cup in there, and he made it. Okay, so now I come afterwards and I make a coffee. Can I drink the power of a coffee with fleishigs?
Well, that's in the cup that you put inside the thing. Mm-hmm.
Not in the cup.
On the oven, then it goes into the thing. It goes first there and then to the back.
No, it does not. No, it comes from the bag.
The water goes into it from the top.
Yeah, so the front. So little there. Pipes, little pieces at the end, and there will now have...
Correct. So what happens is, when that little cup that you put in, it pokes a hole in the top and the bottom of it. So
that's the waste product.
That's where the actual product is in. So this bleed is first of all from the hole, because Zaya comes up and liquid pours out. Plus there's a pipe from there down into your cup. When it comes out of there, it has to pour down into your cup over there. Okay? So that would mean this. So it's a case of ours. Like, I'm not Barnat. Okay, it's not Barnat in that case. So you're not allowed to do it if the thing was ready milk, because you wouldn't say, oh, I'm making my coffee to eat with my corned beef sandwich. But if it was ready made, then you'd be allowed to eat it. Okay, it was just an example of a not Barnat.
Wouldn't you say there's a part that becomes affected from the milk, so it's like bottle?
So it depends. It could be. The little bits. I thought of that in the pin, that maybe it's considered hot. And that's not artificial. But the pipes, I don't think it's artificial. Maybe it's bottle, maybe it's not bottle. I don't know.
You really, really, that's easily at that point. English on this side, I can do it.
It's eerie. No, but if the pin, eating the pin is not even like the bishul, it's not hot. It doesn't depend on the bishul, on the technicalities of the bishul. It depends on if it's hot or not, on both sides hot. So maybe it's on, okay, that could be also. Okay, now for our last thing. Okay, and that is,
I think about it, like, not much of steam. Steam from the deer, it goes into the pot, right? That's bishul. That's
bishul, it's a kilo. Well, no, we don't treat steam as eerie, it's a kilo. because the steam is like fire itself. You know, I mean, it's the heat itself.
Boiler.
In the thing also. Okay, that's not for tail. Well, let me get to my last thing. Actually, it's about steam, but let me get to my last thing before we get completely distracted. Okay. Okay. Naparna adibishal, I told you, is more hammer. Okay, the Chayim have a shaila of the following. What happens if you have fish cooking in a pot, in a power of a pot? Okay, it's a power of a pot, and you're cooking fish in it, so everything should be wonderful. Okay, and then a piece of meat falls on the outside of the pot. Okay, so the question is that example of not barnat? Do we have not barnat here when the fish, when the meat fell on the outside of the power of a pot? Okay, so Prim Gadim says, in Hartzi, he's medayik from Prim Gadim, says like this, that's not barnat, because the tam from the meat has to get into the pot, that's the first transfer, from the pot into the water, and then, or from there into the fish. So it's not barnat. It transferred first from the meat into the pot, and then from the pot into the fish. So that's considered not barnat. Okay? And the Chavistas and Rikvegir say that's not true. No, that's not an example of not barnat. Why? Because not barnat needs to, there has to be like a pause. It has to, like in the case of the Gemara, the meat went into the kli, and now it got absorbed into the kli and sort of like sat there. So, and that weakened the tam. And then it moved from the kli into the fish. That was the second time. So each transfer that it happens is one at a time, and each one in the transfer, it gets weakened, and that makes it not as strong as it was originally, and therefore we have the cool of not pranat. But over here, the tam goes straight. It goes straight from the meat straight across into the fish. That's only because it did one transfer, and one transfer is, of course, not enough for not pranat. Okay? And then...
The big side is that the design, when it talks about the thing that's built on the oven,
mm-hmm.
right? And then the old, some say, hey, that's my house, and then how does it work? I guess that's my question.
Correct.
So, for one way, find the other, for the other way.
Yes, so this, there are riots back and forth from those in the inner and from the inner.
That's why the baits, we put the baits in the right?
Yes.
That's before Shahai, now it becomes us.
There's a right, that's correct, that's correct. There's a fine brings rise from that, it's correct. There's rise from that, there's answers to those rises. Okay, well, you can read it afterwards if you want. Okay, so I'm not going to tell you all that. Okay, so anyhow, so it's a machlok is that one. Okay, so in Hatzvi, what was he talking about? He wasn't talking about a piece of meat falling into the... He was talking about a halacha lemaisa, which was, he was talking about a steam table. Okay, what's a steam table? I'm going to put on the video in 1 second, you can see it. A steam table is this table. Okay, it looks like a table, but this is a little unusual, this table. The table's got a place in the bottom of it where water falls. It has a reservoir where water could sit into it. That water gets boiled, and then into that little hole fits a pan. Okay, and a pan sits on top of that. And what's going on here is that the steam from underneath, the water that's boiling from underneath, heats up the pan of food. Okay, it's not for cooking. It's just for keeping food warm. So you'd use it in a yeshiva kitchen or in a nursing home. You want to serve food. You're serving food to 50 people. How do you keep the food warm? So as you're dishing out the food, the way you keep it warm, or at a what's called? It's similar to what you'd use like a smorgasbord. You want to keep the food warm. So what you do is you have the water underneath is hot. It's giving off steam. And it's keeping the food hot. It couldn't cook the food or even warm the food. But the food's already hot. You put it into there. And it keeps the food warm. And it makes it, keeps it warm. So the style is like this. Okay, I'm going to stop because the video is going to keep on going. Okay, that's the question. So the question was, they asked him was, could they use the same one for milchiks and fleishiks? Okay, the yeshiva wants to use the same steam table. For lunch, it's going to, let's say, milchiks, and for supper, it's going to be fleishiks, maybe it's the other way around. So they want to use the same one. They were going to change the water out and use the same one. So we said, it's totally in this shayla. Okay, it's only in the shayla because they're going to have separate pans. They were going to cover it. What happens like this? When I make fleishiks in this pan, like in the bottom right picture, they're having fleishiks in there. Okay, so they're making fleishiks. So Tom has to go from the meat into the pan, from the pan into the water, from the water. What?
Don't touch the water.
So the Zayin comes up and lets Tom chance get into the water. Let's say into the water, from the water into the table, the steam table. That, I forgot how many transfers we had already. And then it has to all go backwards. Let's go back into the water, and from the water back into the pan, and from the pan back into the food you have. So it says, that's so many knots, that for those who make kilim, that so many, even l'chatila you could do it. It's not barnat, barnat many, a zillion times over, and you'd be allowed to do it even l'chatila. You just change the water, they would cover it, that there shouldn't be like spills of food in this net, and separate pans, but the table, which is this big, fancy, expensive piece of equipment, you could use it both, okay? But, according to the Machmirim, there were only two transfers over here. Okay, you wouldn't be allowed to do the chatchila, because when you put the meat in the first time, the transfer from the meat all the way down to the table, that's what will happen at once. Okay, it happened at once, quick, one direct connection, meat to water to table, that's one knot. Now, when you put the milchik pan in, it goes from the table to the water to the pan into the milchik food, again, in one long, one direct thing, that's not knot for knot. That will not qualify for this heter. Let me say that. Right. It's coming in the word not.
It's also not aida kelim.
What do you say?
So for sure,
no.
You have not run out because
of course it's kelim. It went from the collection into the pan.
It goes right away. But if it's makoshi, then it's not considered.
If you machmir for the mekilim, that's what he said. It's totally this machoshi. It's the mekilim.
Machmir. It's not just that you're reducing the amount of knots. It's totally not
because we missed a kli. We had no kelim. No, that I wouldn't agree with. Because what happened when you put the fleshiks in? It went in one direct fell swoop into what? Into the table. They get rid of the water when it's finished.
Oh, they get rid of the water.
Yeah, they're going to change the water. The water is just a gallon of water. So it's into the table. And then it's going to go back into the thing. Okay. So he says it's totally not machlokes whether you should use it. Now, I told you already, Shakta said we wouldn't give hashgacha to it. So he wasn't talking about hashgacha. He was talking about yeshiva. The yeshiva wants to use it. They wonder if they're allowed to do it. Or nurse going to bachain. Okay. Okay, so one more thing that I'm not
talking about. We hold that it's not considered makusha. Our common practice is to hold that it's not makusha. And the right is from water loops and pasteurizers.
That one.
That we label a DE without doing any pigimani anything. The same water is there, and we label the DE.
What's wrong with DE? It's not. There's no milk in it. It's DE.
You run milchik, it goes straight into the other side of the heat exchanger.
Yes.
Then into the water. Then we run parv. Right.
Back. Why isn't that DE? Well, that is DE.
It's the same water. It's the same water in there.
Okay.
Right. So if you say it's makusher, if you hold it as makusher, so it goes straight into the water and straight back out into the next product, into the power product.
That's still DE. Let's say I cook cheese in a pot and I clean out the pot and I cook a potato into there. So it went in once. It didn't have to. It made one. Only one time trans went in and I came back out. What's the problem?
Pasteurizer.
Yeah.
There's water on one side. There's product on the other side.
Yeah.
Okay. So it goes from the product to the water, makusher. Okay. And then it goes back from the water back out into the power product. So the milk to the water, and from the water to the power product.
But there's no milk in my power of a juice that I made afterwards.
I understand, but if you hold the kosher, that means there's no kalem anymore, going straight into the water and then straight back out into the thing.
But when it says water, there's no kalem.
That's only besides my thing, but when you take out the flesh and you put it in the milk and
it's still
at the same time.
The blea is coming, it went into something, came out. There is no milk in my food, there's just a blea of milk in my food. That's what the E is. There's only a blea of milk. There isn't actual milk in my food.
I'm assuming that if you hold this from a kosher, and it's the same water, the same food, it doesn't have a din of a keli anymore. It's as if you cooked, it's as if you took the same water, I'll be like, you cooked the same water that you had milchik in, and then you had paravin. And it wouldn't be qualified for not branat.
Because it's not, you're right, it's not not branat. But it's just a blea of milchik. It's not not branat, it's a blea of milchik.
But
it's not
the water. You're not drinking the water. No, he said this.
What's the din of the water also?
You have flashes. You have the keli, you have the water.
Yeah.
The water stays. Now this water, this
water
is flashes.
The water is flashes.
You can't label the heat if you took water and you cook milk in it and then use the same water to cook paradigm, correct? We don't label that heat, we label that dairy.
No, I don't agree with you. Because usually if you put something into the water, then there's pieces of cheese sticking into the water. Here there's no cheese in the water. Yeah, of course you call it DE.
You can look and say there's no cheese in the water, but Pialocha, once you use the same thing, you're stuck. If this is considered a kosher, it's considered to go straight into the water.
I don't understand that. Clean first, right?
Yes.
Right over here, this is going into the water.
I'm saying, no. Forget about not burn out. You're right. It's not. It doesn't qualify for that thing. So what? So but it's not
nothing. If I cook something in water, very hard, solid thing, I cook something in water, I look at the water, I strain it, whatever. There's nothing here. There's no meat here. There's no milk here. It's garbage. It's clean. It's okay. And then I cook something carbon in it. I label it the E because there's nothing there. We don't do that.
That's right.
Why not?
What?
The water qualifies for number. Every water
color. If I cook milk in water, and then I cook paraben in water, I can label that paraben thing. I can label that paraben thing as DE if I don't see anything in the water.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
I guess we're off topic.
Off topic!
I don't know what has any shaykhahs, what that has to do with DE.
You said makosha counts as it's not clean, it goes straight. So Yossi's saying, so the water is literally milk, not just milk, not DE.
I'm asking him.
Now that you do it, b'shas ma'isu.